Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
John, great to have you on the program as always. How are you? Are you out and about in traffic today in New York as you were last time we talked to you?
Well, close. I'm on my way to the airport in Baltimore. I'm on the light rail. $1.90. Better than taking a cab.
The All right. light rail. All right. I'm light glad to rail. Hear the light rail service is working
If
well.
I ever go to the East Coast, I'm going to pay John for his advice and tips on how to get around.
How to get around.
Because he knows.
Sure. John knows how to get around.
He definitely does.
Hey, John, can a...
Well, you know what? Stay on the West Coast. It's better.
Okay.
Yeah, just get in your car and drive.
Okay, that's true.
That's what we do and pay $6, $6 a gallon for gas.
Hey, sorry.
Yeah, that's the only bugaboo. Hey, John, can the Padres keep this up? And what I'm talking about is team batting average 226, you know, not really getting it done other than Machado and Hosmer, have one reliable bullpen piece in Taylor Rogers. Can they sustain this, or are they going to still have to play better despite their record?
Well, I think their starting pitching is really good, so that's a big,
yeah.
a big plus. And that's why I had them as a playoff team, so I hope they can keep doing it because I'd like to look good for a change. You know, I mean, Hosmer and Machado, you know, I've been carrying them, and that's great. This is a year where a lot of guys are hitting 220, 230. To be fair, the Yankees are mostly carried by Judge and Stanton. You know, they got Rizzo chipping in. So they have a little bit more, but that's a 28-10 team, you know, so – you only need two guys going great at this point to be a winning team. That's the reality of the situation.
That makes sense. We're talking to John Heyman, Odyssey MLB Insider. That makes sense that you just got to keep pace with all the good teams in Major League Baseball, and you'll be right there. One of the teams that people aren't really expecting to be right there at the end of the year is the Washington Nationals. And the other day, reports came out, rumors, trade rumors, that Juan Soto could be shopped on the market for Major League Baseball teams. And the Padres were connected as one of those teams. What do you know, and what do you think about a possible Juan Soto trade at all?
No, I don't believe there's Juan Soto's going to be traded. Look, they're selling the team, right? Well, you really want to give away your one great asset? I mean, I guess if somebody gave you 10 great assets back, you might consider it. But from the Nats people, they thought I was crazy when I asked them about it early in the week. Yeah. And I asked Scott Boras, and he said Juan Soto's not going anywhere. Oh. So we'll see. You know, things change. I mean, at this stage last year, I don't think we thought Max Scherzer was probably going anywhere. But that was, you know, we're talking about a guy with 2.5 years to go who's, you know, one of the best assets in baseball, along with Ohtani and Tatis, probably the top three assets. You know, I don't think anybody has the stomach for that.
John, are you hearing anything from your end about... Oh, John, there's an announcement. Don't miss your stop.
I'm going to the airport, so I know once I see the plane, that's when I get out.
Good call.
John, are you hearing anything on your end about Fernando Tatis any differently than we are out here, which is that he's kind of coming along, but we just don't know exactly when he's going to come back? I mean, it's about a month until he's due to come off that list.
Yeah, I'm hearing late June.
Okay. And, you know, I mean, obviously that's going to make a major change. I mean, there's not too many teams that pick up an asset like that in the middle of a season.
No, I mean, that's huge. I mean, to get him back, I mean, same with DeGrom with the Mets. Now DeGrom and Scherzer, certainly getting a great player back will be huge. I mean, You know, I mean, I think Hosmer and Machado, I think, you know, Kim has shown some signs. Profar has shown some signs. You know, I think their pitching is so good that they'll be able to sustain okay until they get Tatis back. But that certainly will be a huge, huge midseason pickup. But I'm hearing late June at this point.
Talking to John Heyman, Odyssey MLB insider here on 97.3 The Fan. Chris Paddock unfortunately had to undergo Tommy John surgery. I believe it was either yesterday or this morning. So he is out for the season in the foreseeable future. Now, Padres, on the other hand, they end up winning this trade big time by getting Taylor Rogers, who leads baseball in saves right now. Just kind of walk us through how all that works. Once a player that has been traded injures themselves, is there any sort of recourse that the Minnesota Twins can take, or is this known when they traded him, Paddock, that is, to Minnesota?
Well, there are medicals, and it's kind of buyer beware for the most part, unless somebody feels they were lied to. And I don't think that's the case here. I mean, the Mets looked at Paddock and they passed, right? I mean, they were very close to making that deal, and they decided they didn't love the medicals and decided not to do the deal. I think Minnesota was probably aware that the Mets passed. They saw the medicals, and they took a gamble. To me, the Mets still should have made that deal to get Hosmer. Don Smith, you know, I mean, he's a prospect, but to me, we don't know what he's going to be. I still would have done that deal if I were the Mets. They passed. You know, I mean, I think they saw this potential coming, and you know, that's why they didn't do it. But I think Minnesota had to have their eyes wide open as well.
John Heyman is with us. He's riding the light rail system on the East Coast out to the airport in Baltimore. He's so good to join us. We love having him on the program.
I do. I love
it,
too.
You hear some of the humming in the background. Hey, John, we're tired of the Dodgers, but I'm just curious of your thoughts. I mean, they are 25-12. It doesn't seem like they've really hit their stride. Padres are doing a nice job hanging with them. How good is this year's version?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're the best team on paper. You know, you could probably say that about any team. Well, look at the stats of all the hitters around baseball, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not going to say that. I think that's about what they are. They're about a 105-win team. 25-12 is about 110-win pace. You know, I think that's about where they are. They're really good, and, you know, I mean, some of those guys are going to lift their average a bit, but obviously we have a deadened ball this year and a situation where the pitchers have an advantage, and I think that's what we're going to have to live with for the whole year for all the teams.
We're talking to John Heyman here on 97.3 The Fan.
Can't baseball just in midseason change the ball, and haven't they done that in the past, John?
Well, if they do it, they'll do it quietly. They both have the same ball. They're trying to be as uniform as possible. That's what their humidor is now on, what with all 30 parks. And, I mean, it is uniform. The ball's dead everywhere. I actually like the fact that the home run hitters are the ones hitting home runs, and the banjo hitters are not hitting it out opposite field. So I think that's a positive. I do think they need to ban the shift to get the averages up. That's what I would do, and I think that's what they will do next year. Not everybody agrees, but I think 75% of baseball agrees with me.
John, I know we talked to you last time, and I said, is it too early for trade rumors? And you said yes, but you do love trade rumors. So I'm going to ask you about rumors and what you think. Are the Padres going to be heavily involved? I know that they are always involved, but do you think that we're going to be seeing some movement for the Padres?
Well, you hit it right. They are always involved. They're always doing something. I know they tried to trade Lamet, and there weren't any takers, which I think that was a good buy low guy to trade, because obviously he wasn't doing it for them, even though he's throwing 97, appears to be healthy. Yeah, I mean, if they're not perfect, you know, AJ's going to be working, and I expect that he will be. And, you know, as you guys pinpointed, they might need a little hitting. They're the one team that I think has some depth in the rotation, which is great, you know, and you probably don't want to give that up, but I know there'll be teams calling them.
All right, John, we're going to let you roll. Have safe travels out to the airport. Happy flight back home. Thanks so much for spending time with us. As always, we love talking baseball with you, wherever you happen to be, and we appreciate it out here in San Diego. Good to talk to you. We'll catch up to you soon.
All All right. Great talking to you guys. It's one of the hazards of the beat. Sorry.
I need to make the flight. I'm just happy, John. John, I'm just happy that you're not in traffic right now and you're on the light
rail.
Last time we saw you,
there was fire trucks and...
A lot of emergency services were happening.
Ambulances. It sounded, I was very nervous for you.
Oh, yeah.
Feel much more relaxed this time. Thanks, John.
Yeah, there's always a situation. All right.
Take care. There he goes. On the light rail.
Yes,
off to the,
yes.
What is the name of the airport in Baltimore?
BWI?
Is it? I don't know.
I think it's BWI.
I don't know that one off the top of my head. That was Odyssey MLB Insider John Heyman. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Also, the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. You can save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.